The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, wind farms, microwaves, electric lights, a weird history of technological conspiracy theories. David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk, is on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you're talking about current hysteria among them, wind farms and what they might do to wildlife, etc., etc. But it's a new conspiracy, but an old script.
It's a new skin for an old idea. So I hate to use the Trump word, but a few weeks ago, you may recall that Donald Trump was giving out about wind farms, and he claimed that they were killing whales and driving them, and I quote, loco, right? Now, firstly, this is something that's just not true. How we gauge how crazy whales are aside, because we don't really have a metric for that, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is extremely clear on this, that there's no known links between large whale deaths and offshore wind activity. But while Trump is just ad-libbing on his usual thing, this is a really common belief, and variants of it have started to emerge. We've seen, you know, ostensible fears over whales. There's often claims that it's killing lots of birds, and though it can kill birds, those claims are vastly overblown. The amount of birds killed by wind turbines is really minuscule compared to, say, domestic cats or power lines or things like that. But what's really interesting is these kind of fears, the biggest one that people focus on and the one that's getting the most traction is the idea that somehow wind farms are killing us, which Trump also reiterated, by the way. This false claim is really widely believed. So a recent study that looked at attitudes about wind farms in the United States, in the UK and Australia found that just over a quarter of respondents agreed with a lot of false claims about wind energy, including the idea that they were somehow harming humans. Now, that's really kind of interesting, but what is more interesting is that echoes really old ideas that we've heard previously. As you mentioned, we've had them most recently about 5G. If you remember from 2018 onwards, the massive public protests and even outbursts of violence that erupted about the advent of what was pretty much a new cellular standard. And the really interesting thing was it was barely different from a physical point of view than what we'd had before. So the idea that technology is harming us is a really old one, and it goes even further back than that.
But I'm just thinking the way people reacted to 5G. I mean, there were cell phone infrastructure, towers and masts and so on being set on fire by people to try and protect their offspring from 5G, you know.
And I think people don't realize the scope of it. So particularly it started off in 2018 with claims that, you know, 5G towers would cause cancer, which, by the way, is absolutely false. And then by 2020, if you remember the early days of the pandemic, it metamorphosed into the idea that 5G towers were somehow causing COVID. And even though that is outlandish and biologically impossible, it led to over 187 arson attacks on cell phone infrastructures all around the world, including in Ireland. And I always remember the one in Cork that was attacked, if my memory serves correctly, was actually like a normal, you know, 3G tower. So it wasn't like these people were doing an awful lot of homework on the infrastructure they were setting on fire.
Now, there have been all sorts of conspiracy theories about scientific developments. What was this thing about infection by telephone?
Oh, well, we have to go back before this. So before there was 5G, people were afraid of mobile phones. And before then, microwave ovens. And before then, high power lines. If you can cast your mind back to the 1970s and 80s, not that I'm calling you old, Pat, in any way, you might remember there was a lot of fears about them. And a lot of these things were repeated. But if we go even further back, from the end of the 1880s until probably the advent of World War I, there was massive concerns in the UK about infection by telephone. And they started off in the British press. And it led to investigations by medical authorities and, at the time, the National Telephone Company to check whether things like tuberculosis could be transferred down phone lines. This is the idea that this technology was somehow making us sick. Now, the psychology behind that is sometimes called nervous modernity. And that's the idea that new things scare us and we kind of project old fears on them. But even before then, so going back a bit further, the advent of electric lights was viewed with suspicion by a very wary public. And particularly that was majorly amplified by an incident in Manhattan in 1889, when a linesman for the Western Union, a guy called John Feeks, was working on a low voltage postage line. And because he thought it was safe enough to do so, he wasn't wearing a safety gear. He was actually wearing metal cap boots. But unbeknownst to him, a high power line in a high wind had tangled up with it. So he was on one of Manhattan's busiest streets and he grabbed the wire, and you can imagine what happened. So that's a tragic death, and it's awful, and it was very visual, but it was in front of a crowd of journalists, and the reporting on it was absolutely over the top. One of the things the New York World said, something fantastic, I'm going to quote it to you. They said, any moment may bring a similar horrible death to any man, woman, or child in the city. Now, I don't know how many men, women, and children were hanging out of high voltage power lines, but this idea got constantly repeated. And actually, Thomas Edison, who at that time was in a debate about alternating current and direct current, and he was pushing direct current, claimed that this was proof that any metallic object, a doorknob, a railing, a glass fixture, might at any moment become a medium of death. So he was stoking that panic. And again, this is back to the early days of electricity, and people were still saying this was too dangerous and that it was designed to harm us. So it's incredible to think that these things get repeated.
And I mean, there's no question that if you have a high voltage line or a voltage of any kind of significance, maybe 220 volts or 500 volts, whatever it might be, and you come in contact with it, you know, you'll get a bad belt and it could even kill you. But of course,
absolutely true.
Everything we have powered by electricity, we protect using insulated plug tops and all the rest of it to avoid those very things.
And any technology can harm us in theory. I mean, people have died on wind farms. There have been cases where blades have come off, and it's particularly wind farm engineers. But it would be outlandish to infer that wind farms are killing us all. And it's a really good thing about proportionality bias that, you know, we get very scared of things that we don't fully understand. In the 1880s, people didn't understand electricity. Whereabouts us, we've grown up with it. So we know it can be dangerous, but we're not living in fear of plug sockets. And again, this is the thing about most technology. The fears that Trump is, say, stoking about, and the conspiracy theories about wind farms, well, they're actually reemergence of this fearful look at modernity, which keeps coming up. And again, as we get more used to technology, we get less scared of it. Going back to the early days of power lines, people were terrified of them as well. They can be dangerous. Even if you went into a mobile phone station or a mast, actually they're not particularly dangerous, weirdly enough, even if you go very close to them. I did an experiment with BBC years ago where they put an engineer right on top of one of the masts and we couldn't even get anything out of it. But in theory, any technology can hurt you. What really matters is it's likely to. And in the case of wind farms, absolutely not.
Now, the impact of these things, I mean, we hear about people burning down mobile phone masks or discarding the latest technology, 5G or whatever, in their phones. But you have a note here about The World, a journal reported in 1890, that citizens had become so terrified and paranoid and irrational that they destroyed and threw away their telegraphic devices and phones as if the little wires which connect them went straight to the river of death. So The World was actually commenting on how irrational it was. In other words, it was taking on the conspiracy theory.
It was indeed. And isn't it funny how much that echoes what we see today? And again, humans haven't changed fundamentally. We've always been prone to irrational fears. We're motivated by the same psychology. Humans 150 years ago plus weren't that different from what we have now. But what will change is the focus of those fears. And it's entangled with a thing I also like to point out that the philosopher W.V. Quine called our web of belief, that if you accept, say, one false belief, it pulls on the thread of another. So a lot of people who are pushing conspiracy theories about the harms of wind farms, for example, also believe that the government are lying about the benefits of wind farms. Of course, these things are not connected. They don't follow. But if you start accepting one outlandish belief, you're far more likely to accept other ones. And humans have done that throughout history. So we're not that different. What is different now is that the misinformation that spreads around this stuff is no longer just in print media or an old-timey radio. It is literally on social media all the time. So we're much more likely to be exposed to it, which is part of the reason why the 5G protests went so out of hand around the world. It wasn't localized to one area. It metastasized very quickly. And also, I should point out that Russia had a little bit of a hand in amplifying that, because it was beneficial for Russian disinformation agents to push that information. But they didn't create it. They just helped it spread.
David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.